This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that unity and solidarity of 140 crore Indians is the biggest strength of the country in its fight against terrorism. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi assured the people that the perpetrators and the conspirators behind Pahalgam terror attack will be given the harshest punishment. 26 people lost their lives in the terror incident in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam on the 22nd of this month. Prime Minister Modi said, following the terror attack, several global leaders called him up and wrote letters strongly condemning this heinous terrorist attack. The Prime Minister said the enemies of India and Jammu and Kashmir were not pleased that peace was returning to Kashmir, democracy was getting stronger, and tourists were increasing at a record rate.
जब कश्मीर में शांति लौट रही थी, स्कूल कॉलेजों में एक वाइब्रेंसी थी, निर्माण कार्यों में अभूतपूर्व गति आई थी, लोकतंत्र मजबूत हो रहा था, पर्यटकों की संख्या में रिकॉर्ड बढ़ोतरी हो रही थी, लोगों की कमाई बढ़ रही थी, देश के दुश्मनों को, जम्मू कश्मीर के दुश्मनों को ये रास नहीं आया। आतंक के आका चाहते हैं कश्मीर फिर से तबाह हो जाए और इसलिए इतनी बड़ी साजिश को अंजाम दिया।
Mr. Modi expressed happiness over the completion of 50 years of the launch of the Aryabhatta satellite this month. He said the country is busy preparing for many important missions like Gaganyaan, SpaceX and Chandrayaan 4 and is also working on the Venus orbiter mission and Mars lander mission. On disaster management, the Prime Minister opined that alertness is the most important thing in dealing with any natural disaster. He urged citizens to use the Sachet mobile app, which has been designed to provide real-time alerts during any natural disaster in regional languages. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has intensified probe into the Pahalgam terror attack case. The NIA said in a statement that the teams are examining the eyewitnesses who had seen the attack unfold at the Baisaran Valley. Meanwhile, Jammu and Kashmir police detained two hardcore terrorist associates from Budgam district under the Stringent Public Safety Act. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India can fulfill its aim of being a $30 trillion economy in the next 25 years only if it is fueled by healthy citizens. Addressing the World Health Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that every initiative and scheme implemented by the government ends with improving the health and holistic development of its citizens. He mentioned that providing affordable residence, access to drinking water, cooking gas connection, access to toilets and improving education have all improved the quality of life of countless Indians. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness over the loss of lives in a road accident in Mandsaur, Madhya Pradesh. 10 people were killed and 4 injured in the accident when a speeding car collided with a motorcycle and subsequently plunged into a well. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed condolences to those who have lost their loved ones. He hoped that the injured will recover soon. The Prime Minister said an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund will be given to the next of the kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 6 wickets at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. And that's the end of this news bulletin.